How important to Czech culture and to the Czech people is the existence of the parallel culture, the intellectual and artistic underground?
Well, this culture, the existence of this culture is very important. Something like this existence is something like a life-saving vest in a plane. We are flying somewhere. We are waiting for a good landing. But the future is on something like a danger to of us. And in this situation, you have to have something like these equipments, and that is the existence of the parallel culture in the Czechoslovakia.
Do the people of Czechoslovakia, I mean, a lot of people there, do they regard the culture as important to them on an everyday basis? Do they read Simon's that and so on, things like that?
They are the big opinion in the Czechoslovakia is not involved in this culture, because I mean, it is a small group, but an important one. The people, they are writing, they are reading, they are discussing, they are in opposition to the regime.
When did you yourself decide to write for Samizdat?
Oh, it was not my decision, because I have tried to write my text. It was no political decision by I have written some text. I tried to publish them. It was not possible. So I have made some copies. I sent these copies to my friends, and suddenly came the police and they have arrested me. This opinion was, in my eyes, this development was an unpolitical one. But the text I have written, they have used another language. They have used the language of normal Czechs, and the official language is this, what is the English call for it, the oral language. So it's an ideological one, and if you try to express yourself properly, you can have very soon your troubles.
Could you give one or two examples of censorship, the sort of things that are censored?
So you are already censored if you publish your publish. It's not the real call for it, but if you have made some copies in that way, I have made it in my, but. The censorship in the Czechoslovakia is another one. In the East European countries, because that's not the censorship in the classical sense of the word. The old censorship, or the classical one, is trying to remove some thoughts, some ideas, some. Which can be defined previously, but this censorship in Czechoslovakia tries to remove the people which were able under circumstances to express such thoughts, such attitudes.
Could you give some examples of things that are censored in Czechoslovakia today?
Prakticky pod pojem cenzury v Československu spadá jakýkoliv pokus vyjádřit cokoliv v jiném jazyce, než je připuštěná definice skutečnosti nebo světa, tak jak vypadá. Není to prostě cenzura klasického stylu, že prostě se určité nepohodlné myšlenky na základě určitých předem stanovených pravidel odstraňují z provozu. Tady se odstraňuje z provozu prostě určitý typ vnímání světa a určitý potenciální nositelé tohoto způsobu vnímání.
Could you say how important are the emotional bonds between people in groups like Charter 77, bonds of trust and friendship?
To je také velice složité, protože prakticky v chartě nebo v opozici tohoto typu se sešli lidé nejrůznějšího ražení a nejrůznějšího původu. Často i předchozí nepřátelé, často lidé, kteří stáli na různých politických pozicích. Stalo se samozřejmě, že se tito lidé spřátelili, ale zároveň, protože to je živý materiál, to, s čím se zabývají a co vyjadřují, tak se také ukázalo, že je to stejně široká báze různých názorů a často vášnivých diskuzí na nové základně. Čili do budoucnosti, kdyby se snad, jak si tenhle vývoj měl dál dít tak, jak se dál doposud, lze počítat s tím, že se vytvoří poměrně silná pluralitní struktura odpovídající různým politickým jaksi uskupením, tak jak je známe na západě třeba.
Thank you.